crazy. Anything else you heard people call that?
Well, I'm sure there are other names, but I don't believe I can think of them. You know, the government built them things for these here welfare people after the welfare come along. They build all these old people a outhouse like that.
Mm-hmm. Is that word of, that word privy, is that the word that the government used?
I don't think so. I just don't remember what they call them things. They would make them and haul them out here and put them up for the people that was on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And they claimed that was, you know, to, from all to go there and use it and not be doing their job everywhere, that that was the cause of
disease?
The worms in you. What do they call them, worms? Thin worms or
yeah.
Things that give you the ground itch. And you go barefooted, and the children all go barefooted, and they get worms in their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd also get in you. And I know they used to give people medicine, you know, to get rid of them in the bowels. Mm-hmm.
That's ground itch. Is that, have you ever heard of athlete's foot?
Yeah.
Is ground itch an athlete's foot?
No, no. That ground itch has caused some of these worms. It's where the children do their jobs about. The worms in it, and mm-hmm. they get in their feet, and they get all over their system,
mm-hmm.
in their intestines and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And they just about kill the little children.
Mm-hmm. What other buildings did you have? Did you ever have a place for storing grain? A special building for that?
No, we had the cribs and the corn that they grew. They would put it in that crib in the shuck and everything. Mm-hmm. They have them grain bins now where you go out and gather your corn and don't bring in nothing but the grain.
Mm-hmm.
And store it in them bins.
Have you ever heard of something, they might not have it in this area, but have you ever heard of something called a granary?
Granary?
What's that?
Granary?
Uh-huh. What was that like?
Well, I don't know. It must be these tin houses that they have now. Eat by the granary. I know some people up here around Laurel Hill has them tin things that are round, big mm-hmm. things, holding lots. They'd have two, three, four of them all around together and have them full of grain.
Mm-hmm. And what about company?
Well, I see the truck out there. They're there, aren't they?
Yeah, some green truck too. Some man there.
Yep, well, maybe they know what they're doing. You know, I have to turn it over to them because I've got too old and too much. I help them out all I can, but I don't tend to the business.
They just both live here?
There's three of us live here. Me and my two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
They're both widows.
Mm-hmm.
Mamie, the oldest one, she raised a little daughter, and my other daughter don't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
And I got two more children that married off.
What did you call the upper part of the barn where you could store hay?
Loft.
Okay. And say if you had too much hay to put it in the barn, you might leave it outside, you know. How would that be?
Well, we've done it that way many a time. Just put you down a pole. Pole as long as you think you want to, high as you want to stack it.
Mm-hmm.
And one get up there, either get started, you know, and then he could throw up there as wanted to. And he'd just walk around that pole and stomp it down,
mm-hmm.
all around that pole. And when you got through up there, cap it off, put
mm-hmm.
some hay right over the top of it,
mm-hmm.
and it kept good.
And you'd call that thing a
haystack.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see it kept outside any other way, like doing something with more than one pole, you know, setting it in any, just leaving it outside and maybe in something that maybe taking four poles and putting a roof on it, or any other way besides a haystack?
No, but I expect it has been kept that way because it wouldn't take much of a roof to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to keep it from raining right down on it. But you could keep it like I was telling you, and it raining right down on it.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like that grass shedded the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that cap you put on top kept it from going down the pole,
mm-hmm.
and that turned it off on the grass up there, and it would drip off.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it good.
And you know, when you first cut the hay, you used to, when you first cut it, you know, and you let it dry. And then